and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I know I don't sound like Renee Bernard tonight because I have a cold, but just trust me. It's really me, folks. It really is. I promise. Okay, so tonight on my program, I'm kind of excited because I sort of tricked you into doing this, didn't I, Heidi? I have Heidi, Riley, and Carr on the program. Welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that you had me to come on.
Yeah. So did I bribe you? What did I don't remember. What did I overpromise? What did I do?
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
You just,
right, just like
offered the gratitude for me to come on. And I was okay.
Oh.
Open up the invitation. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm excited.
Please, are you kidding me? I'm thrilled to have you. And it is a long, boring 15 minutes when it's me by myself. So this is fabulous. Heidi, tell me, do you have a website now, or where should I direct people to find you?
I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I actually have a website. It's Heidi Riley Ancar. Oh, it's HEIDIRILEY-ANCAR.YOLA.com. Yeah.
Wow. I think you need to work on that.
And I'm also on... And I'm also on Authors Den.
I love it. Well, I'm going to ask before I pick on you about the hyphen, because I just think that's – I'm always fascinated when people have that. Is that a problem on DMV forms, or is that a thing? Or did your husband say – or did you say, I'm keeping my name, I'll just hyphenate her? Who made the call?
The hyphen is just on books and legal documents. I don't have it. I don't have the hyphen nor my maiden name.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I just look so strong. That's a legal mouthful right there. I'm just loving it. All right, but we'll come up with something. Maybe we'll just have a touch of, you know, a trace of seduction website or something fun. Or because that's the new book, isn't it? A Trace of Seduction?
Yes, it's A Trace of Seduction.
I love that title. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jealous about that title. It's a very hot title.
I actually got the title first before I started to write the book. So,
are you serious?
I never have the book till I do the title first, and I let the title work for whatever. I do the title. I mean, the title came into my mind, and I was like, okay, I can work with this.
I have never heard that before. Never heard. That is the first time I have ever heard that. I'm going to try and do that. I think maybe if I work backwards. Because the title for me is usually like the last, or I have one in my head and I fall in love with it, and then forces beyond my control step in, and they usually say something unkind, like, that's a terrible title. And then they change it. And then I just have to let my baby go. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. I guess you can call it whatever you want. So I'm bad. So now I just put working title or, you know, book number 3. Because I don't want to get attached. But so seriously, this just came to you, A Trace of Seduction. You're like, that sounds like a really good book. And then you
I don't know if it was something I saw online, and it was in an internet site or something, and it was a chocolate dessert or something. It was like a trace of chocolate or something, and I'm like, let me just put the seduction on it. So it's actually behind a dessert that I was like, oh, I got to put this in my recipe thing. I got to Pinterest this, and, you know, like, so...
You're lucky, because if I tried that, I'd come up with Death by Chocolate. I mean, that'd be the closest I'd come. I'd be like, you know, spicy carrot cake, you know. No. It tastes, I'm going to look at that now. Now that I know it's a food, now I'm like, okay. So now you have to give out samples of A Taste of Seduction at signings for A Taste of Seduction. Kind of,
yes.
You know, circle the wagon. It's a little bit. Oh, my gosh. So I'm just going to ask, only because A Touch of Jade, A Trace of Seduction, is it a series that you're working on now, or are they standalones? Can readers jump in on book 2, or do you feel like they should go back to the first published romance, to A Touch of Jade, or what would you recommend?
I think that any both of them stand alone, but there is a tie with them. The readers have to know that in the middle of this, there are between A Trace of Seduction and A Touch of Jade and A Trace of Seduction. There's five other books in between that I haven't published yet. So I have five other manuscripts in the middle of that. But when I got ready to publish A Trace of Seduction, instead of me going with the sequel to A Touch of Jade, I went all the way to the last and then worked, you know. So there's five on the other
manuscripts. The beat of your own drum. That's what you're saying. Yes. You're like, heck with the linear time. You're just going to jump all over.
I mean, I think the really goofy thing about it is if you read A Touch of Jade and then you read A Trace of Seduction, no one's, like, really in A Touch of Jade is in actually A Trace of Seduction. Well, there is, like, one character, but when you read about her, it's like, oh, she's little. And then you read about her in A Trace of Seduction and, God, she's grown. But the other five stories in the middle of it actually showing the growth, and they're actually showing new relationships and new things. But I don't know, for some reason, when I got ready to publish my second book, I didn't want to do the next book in my series.
You're a rebel.
You know, I had just finished off the seven, you know, my seven book. I'm like, let me go to seven instead of just two. So, but I'm still looking, you know, I'm trying to publish the other ones.
So it just gives
the reader something to expect, I guess.
I love that. Heidi, you are a rebel. I'm like, you know, that sounds brilliant. I'm like, just whichever one I feel like writing next should be the one I write. I'm thinking, why am I trapped where I have to write them in order? That doesn't make sense. You should write the one that just calls to you, and it's like, this is the next one. I'm going to do this one next.
I mean, the thing about it is, I got all seven of them written, just sitting on a computer, and, you know, but I was like, A Trace of Seduction was the one I felt at the time. I was, like, really in love with it. I was like, I'm loving this book. I have to get it out, you know. So, I mean, I love the other ones, too, but it's like, I'm
of
loving
course.
This one. So
I understand. I understand. You have to go where your muse calls you. Absolutely. Now, you are in the South, so I'm going to ask, does that influence? Are the books set in the South? Do you find that you're putting a little of that flavor in there, or did you go a completely a different direction?
I think that my Southern influence does resonate in all of my books thus far. I have, like, sort of the Southern Belle-type theme, but I have taken it, like, outside of the country, back in the country, out of the South, up North, everywhere but the West Coast. I haven't done the West Coast yet, but I'm working on that. But
I'll take you on a tour. We'll go wine tasting. I'll introduce you to the West Coast vibe, and you can, you know, it's for research.
Yeah, but I've actually done, like, I went as far west over to Arizona for one of my Nevada for Las Vegas for one, but I didn't go, like, all the way to California. But I mean, I did. I don't know. I like the Southern romance theme is, like, really dreamy, and so I like that. But I mean, I also wanted to give it some other flair and flash, and so
absolutely.
I'm like, I like the old romance theme, and you know, you think about Southern, and you think about the heat, and, you know, just everything ripening, and, you know,
I can't lie to you. Yeah, I think humidity. The first thing that comes to my mind is not just heat, but that special kind of heat, that humidity.
And I tell everyone, I was, like, you know, born and raised in Louisiana, I mean, because that's where I'm originally from. And then New Orleans has that mystic charm, and that just special, you know, New Orleans has that special mystic charm, romance, old world, just mysterious thing to it. So I always try to weave in some of that. I mean, a lot of people don't believe that New Orleans is, like, a really romantic city, but to grow up there and to actually, you know, it's something about the city that just can make anybody just feel like, oh, God, I need to come back. It's almost like an enchanting spell.
It is,
that's
isn't
why
it, though?
I
mean, the Spanish moss and the there's that old world architecture.
That wrought iron architecture and just the old buggy thing.
Charleston's got that. Savannah's got that.
Savannah has it, yes.
Mm. And you can take carriage rides and yeah, there's something about it. There's something about the South. I mean, I live in the land of fruits and nuts, so it's a little bit more comical. I think there's a little bit more of an edge here. It's kind of funny. But, yeah, the South, you just think of everything sort of slowing down and being more romantic.
Yes.
And, you know, it's that heat, though. I don't know if anybody rushing around. I'm trying to picture people rushing around, and I'm thinking, no, you would die. You would melt and die. That's what you would do. And, you know, I do think Atlanta should, you know, come up with a more than a peach. I have never been so lost in a city in my life than in Atlanta, trying to get off Peach Boulevard to Peach Blossom to Peach, you know, Cobbler.
You know, when
to
we,
this, dear God.
When I first moved out here 7 years ago, I was like, is every street in Atlanta has a peach in their name? Does West Peachtree Street?
And the answer is yes. Yes.
It's like and everything it, has a peach in it. I'm like, okay, I understand this is y'all state fruit or something. Name is something else. I mean,
right?
Really, everything.
Yes.
I mean,
pick something
and you
else.
Really get lost. You
horrifying.
Really get lost over here.
And it changes from peach tree to peach blossom if you cross a certain street, if you cross another peach street. And there was just a point where I said, that's it. Pull over. I don't care. I'll just we'll live here. I'm so lost. And it's a big city. It covers mile after mile. And please don't send me emails, people. Please do not send me emails. But seriously, Atlanta is a little peach crazy. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm lost. Oh, dear. But the underground's nice. That's not a peach thing. But hours and hours driving around in circles trying to find the right peach street. And I just, oh, my goodness gracious. But that's okay. Georgia has a lot going for it. We won't pick on Georgia. And New Orleans probably has a few themes. But I don't know. Thank you for backing me up on the Atlanta peach thing because, oh, my goodness gracious.
I live here and I'm still confused.
Thank you. How long have you been here?
I'm still confused.
Thank you very much. See,
and I'm
okay.
still confused.
Not me. It's not me. Okay, because I'm like, I'm not crazy. If you're 7 years and you're still getting lost, I think you feel so much better. Okay, so, everybody, that's just about it. We're almost out of time. A Trace of Seduction. And I'm going to find you on Twitter. I'm going to follow you, which sounds terrible, like I'm going to stalk you or something. I will now follow you, Heidi, on Twitter. So it's Heidi Riley
Ancar. Yes.
A-N-C-A-R.
There's no hyphen in Twitter, though. It's just Heidi Riley Ancar.
Oh, just make it more complicated. That works out beautifully. Just keep adding.
Are you at
the
Renee Bernard on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
Find me as Renee Bernard, everybody, and then please find Heidi somehow, some way. Find this woman and buy A Trace of Seduction because the book looks fabulous. And you, this has been just so much fun. And I love hyphens. I'm just going to say that right then.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly enjoyed my time, and it was very fun.
Fairly painless, right? Fairly painless. So you'll come back, right?
Okay, I will.
When the book's in the middle, when you do the next book,
yes.
Then you have to come back. Promise?
Okay.
All right,
I will.
And talk about the next one, and we'll talk more about the books next time, I promise. I say that, but it never happens. Okay, everybody. Good night.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on Canned Laughter and Coffee. And please join us next Tuesday for more of the same. And please pick up A Trace of Seduction. Look it up on Amazon, everybody. I'm going to go get my copy now. Good night, everybody, and thank you. And stay safe.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.